Expectation for Eugene Lewis, EUGENE LEWIS. Date of birth 4/26/76. Date of accident 3/24/25. Date of service 10/7/2025. The patient, Eugene Lewis, is here for follow up evaluation. He is suffering from various symptoms, especially the pain in the neck, which is 8, middle back pain is 8, lower back pain is 9. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 8. No radiculopathy is reported. His mood is bad. Sleep is 4 to 5 hours. He walks up to 2 blocks maximum without pain. Standing, he can do 20 minutes. Sit, he can do 20 to 30 minutes. He's working part-time as a barber. And the patient was advised epidural injection to the cervical and lumbar region and left shoulder, intratendon injections with the dexamethasone. The patient did not provide any consent. He believes that he will investigate. He thinks dexamethasone may cause him long-term harm, like a diabetes or sugar imbalance, although he is not suffering from diabetes at this time. His pain level is reported to be 8 and 9, and ADLs are affected 9. He alleges that the accident on 3/24/2025, where he was a restaurant driver, caused him this rear-ending accident, caused all the symptoms. Mild headaches are reported along with anxiety and weakness, but no other symptoms of TBI are reported. His MRIs initially had shown in the left shoulder supraspinal and infraspinal tendinosis and tear at the posterior superior margin of ulnar labrum and some bursitis. And there is a disc herniation at L3-4, L4, L5, and disc bulge. And L5-S1 disc bulge with facet hypertrophy from L2-3 to L5-S1. Patient has been advised about the facet joint injection, medial branch block to investigate therapeutically as well as diagnostically, and epidural injection therapeutically for 4 injections. So far, the patient has had 2 injections and with the moderate relief. In the cervical spine, patient has a herniated disc at C5-6-1. C6, C7, and C7-T1, for which 2 epidural injections were advised, and patient has not come forward yet. He's reluctant to get injections, and so far that is the story. The blood pressure, in the physical examination, blood pressure is 129/101, pulse 86, pulse ox is 98. And the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, dated 9/19/2025, dictation number 0921-001 and -002. And the plan will continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week with neck and the lower back, left shoulder, left knee, and continue the disability on a light duty job where he's able to work part time for 7 hours, 5 days with 5 pound lifting limit. Norco 7.5/3/25, 1 tablet a day for 10 days is supplied for pain relief only. We'll be seen after 10 days. And our goal will be to convert from Norco to Tylenol codeine, as we believe schedule 3 medication can be provided for 30 days, which he wants. And without any injection treatment. He was advised about injection treatment as well as surgical consult that he doesn't want. He doesn't want to see a spine surgeon for spinal cord stimulation or any other surgical event. So the patient wishes are paramount. And so we have informed him all the options that are available for him for his treatment. He'll be seen in 10 days' time. Thank you.